Angelica here is Frank Alvarado's sister, and I'd like to ask her to say a couple of words if she's comfortable.
I think this is just a beginning. It's like an onion. You've got to peel it to get to the truth and why so many officers, I don't know what's worse, if one cop, two cops, three cops were involved in more shootings, or we got 10, 11, 12 cops in multiple shootings. I fear for other children. I fear for my son. Nothing will bring my brother back, or Carlos, or Osmond, or Angel. I think their families still grieve. So we have to fight for our children, and you in the media, your children, your grandchildren, our special needs kids. Because if things don't change and people don't look at this as a race thing, because that's all I see, it's race. All the comments being made, oh, they're Mexican, they're going to be, you know, claiming it's a race thing. It's not a race thing. It's a policy change that we need. Ferguson got their justice, or they got it really quick, their attention. But Salinas didn't get anything. And why now? Why now? Why the release of the names now? Finally. We need to have openness. And this, like I said, it's not a race thing, because it can happen to white people's children, their autistic sons like mine, their special needs, low income, all of our children. We have to make a change for them. And I will continue to do this in memory of my brother, who was trying to make a difference for those that were incarcerated with the group Sin Barras. I will try to do my best to do what he was trying to do. Like I said, nothing will bring them back, but hug your kids. I teach mine. I try and teach mine to do what's right. Follow the law. But when you follow the law, and sometimes you get stopped for a mistake you made, doesn't give anybody the right to take your life away for a mistake. We all make mistakes, no matter what color we are.